How many Instagram models do you follow?
I unfollowed them all.
Why?
Here's what I hate about Instagram models. Thirst trap. Thirst trap. Titties. Thirst trap. Oh, my niece's graduation. What? Get that the fuck out of here. What? Start another Instagram account for your family. Thirst trap. Their boobies, ass shots, shaking, strip club, poop. And then it's like some little kid. Like, first day of school. What?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Are you ready for total financial domination? I'm ready to drain your bank account today. Bankruptcy is just around the corner when you join Brian's financial domination. You want dick, you won't get it, but I want $50,000. It's a deal you can't refuse.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Okay, question from the audience. Brian, Chrissy, this I'm reading this from my mind. I don't even need anything in front of me. I'm reading it from my mind.
Okay.
Because it's one sentence and it's easily remembered. Dear Brian and Chrissy, why do you always say, we must say, we do say, and we're going to say, bye, goodbye?
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember why? Can you remember the explanation as to why I started saying that?
I can't say we do. No.
So, for those of you that don't know, at the end of the show, I will always end the show by saying, until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye. And sometimes we go, goodbye. And they also asked why you cut it off sometimes. So I'll explain both.
Okay.
So number one, there was an episode many, many, many episodes ago. Don't ask me because I don't know. Hundreds of episodes ago where I explained that I worked for an Italian man at a place called La Strada, the street Trattoria, which means the street
where they had Chianti Classico.
Chianti Classico. Right, Brian, send them a bottle of Chianti Classico and get them some soft shell crabs and some bread, please, Brian, bread. There's only 200 pieces of bread. There's four people. More bread. Get the extra croutons. Yeah, because the croutons is the bread that they don't eat.
Right.
You fucking disgusting Italian man. And Chianti Classico is a $5 bottle of wine at best. One of the things that Tino, his name was Tino. Tino got upset with me because I would do the Irish goodbye. Like sometimes we'd be sitting at the end of the bar and having a drink and blah, blah, blah. And then I just head out. Yeah. Little did he know I was going to meet the Coke dealer and I was on a timeline. I didn't have time to talk to Tino. I had to get some blow. And number one. Number two, he started getting upset with me about it. You never say goodbye, Brian. You never say goodbye. This is such a rude thing to do in a tiddly. You never not say goodbye. You say goodbye. You kiss. You hug. You say goodbye. You always say, you must say, you will say goodbye. And I was like, oh, okay.
There it is.
That's where it comes from, is that my Italian uncle, Tino, would tell me that I have to say, I must say, and I will say goodbye. So it's always kind of stuck in my head. Why do I cut it off? Because I'm trying to hit the post. Do you know what hitting the post is? It's like when those radio disc jockeys, did they talk in a song? They'd be, you know, let's see if we can give an example here. Where's this? Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. So let's say, yeah. All right, guys. La, 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 blah, 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 blah. At the commercial breaks. Da, 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 da. And as always, we must say, we will say, and we do say goodbye. And then the song transitions. It's called hitting the post, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to say it in a certain amount of time so that the song hits at a certain part. It's a crescendo. You're crescendoing while you're crescendoing. And so I'm just trying to crescendo at the right moment. Mm. And that way the song that is played after we get done talking is always
the same point.
That's right.
Okay.
So I'm hitting the post, and that's why I cut it off sometimes. Don't get upset. Don't act as if you missed the last half of my goodbye. Like, I don't even think half of you, I don't even think two-thirds of you are tuned into the show at that point. Probably when I start talking about tcbpodcast.com, you shut down the podcast immediately. But I am trying to crescendo. Speaking of crescendoing, this is a good segue here. Did you hear about the woman who had an orgasm at the LA Symphony?
I did. It was all over my news. Wow. Feed.
Yeah, everybody got really excited that this woman got particularly excited about the symphony. So those of you that don't know, there
she
was
had a full body.
Full
orgasm.
Body orgasm is what some people who are not her are claiming. No, this woman hasn't been identified. There is no video of it that I have seen. But according to multiple sources, including people that were on stage playing, this woman had a full body orgasm during the concert and was screaming out in ecstasy during the show.
It moved her.
It moved her. And she was apparently screaming to the crescendo of the music. Like, some people claim that she might have had a medical emergency and that what she was doing was waking up from like passing out or something, and that she was screaming sounded like a moan. But other people claim that she like was in the lap of the guy that she was with. So maybe there was some hanky-panky going on. I knew that that band would always pay off. I should have continued that saxophone. When I first saw the saxophone, when someone came to me at fourth grade and said, do you want to be in the school band? Because, be quite frank, you're not going to make many friends this way, and you're probably going to be labeled a loser for the rest of your life. But if you do want to join the band, we'll give you a free saxophone for now.
That's the cool one.
And when I saw the saxophone, I knew it meant two words. Pussy. That's what I knew. Pussy. I'm going to get laid so much. Even in fourth grade, I knew that saxophone was going to attract women.
Sexy.
It didn't. But that's because until you get being a 16-year-old saxophone player in high school, not so attractive. Being a 30-year-old saxophone player.
Kenny G.
Yeah, being Kenny G. Being the saxophone, you know, being Bruce Springsteen's saxophone player, right? That's going to get you lots of pussy. But I couldn't see it through. I couldn't see that far. My little immature prepubescent brain couldn't see that far. And so I figured after 18, let me pawn the saxophone for drugs. And then I'll tell
it's
Tino
a lot to lug
goodbye.
Around. Oh. I remember the kids that did have it at my school. It seemed like a lot.
I used to try and hide it behind my back, like when I was walking into school. I did all kinds of things. They would have these. They wanted us to show up at all the sporting events. We were it was a smaller Catholic high school. And so instead of having like two different bands, as some schools do, the I guess they call it the cheer band or the rally band or whatever, the guys who go in to play at the sport events and play certain songs, you know. What were some of the songs that we would play? Like, we gotta go. And just play that ad nauseum for 16 fucking minutes during a football game. But then they had the performance band, which was more like up on stage doing your own thing, you know, going around the country sometimes.
Right,
playing.
Competing.
That's right. But not in my high school because they couldn't convince enough of us dorks to play in an actual band. Mm-hmm. So what we had was we'd have to go out there and play at the sporting events. So I would conveniently not be available during those times. I remember I missed a lot of the football games because I was actually supposed to be playing my saxophone, but I didn't want my band director to see me. Because I wasn't there. I wasn't in uniform part of the band. So I only show up to a few of these things. And I remember one time I like snuck into the football stadium, but I sat on the visitor's side because I didn't want my band director to see me. And I'll never forget. Like one of the guy who played saxophone next to me, he immediately saw me across the way.
Oh, yeah,
and he was
you.
Like, dude, his name was Russell. And we were best saxophone buddies. And his name was Russell, and he's like, dude, Mr. Poole's going to catch you. And I was like, oh, fuck it, man. I'm on the run. I'm on the run from Louie Louie. Take it, shove it. So, but this lady's orgasm is proof that being in that kind of band can get you laid.
It can.
You just have to see it through at a very high level.
Yeah.
And I was never a really good saxophone player in the first place. Russell was much better than me. And I was okay to let him take first chair because I felt like that was a lot of pressure that I just didn't need. I basically spent my high school career and then the next 30 years avoiding responsibility as possible.
Sitting on the visitor side.
Yeah, sitting on the visitor side. I'm okay being mediocre. I don't need to cause any, I don't need to cause any trouble. I'm okay over here. Yeah, don't worry about me, Mr. Poole. You got Russell. He's the better one. I'm just back there playing the wrong notes. Don't worry about me. So, you know, somebody's going to out this lady eventually. Somebody knows her, and somebody's going to out this lady eventually, and we'll get the real story. But yeah. I'm so interested to hear. Did she, in fact, have an orgasm? Number one. Number two, was this a prank that she was pulling? And number three, did she suffer some kind of a medical emergency? What makes me think she did not suffer a medical emergency is that, by some accounts, she was still there throughout the duration of the performance, and no one actually asked her to leave. But apparently, it was so disruptive. Some people reported that some members of the band actually stopped playing, believing that something like that an emergency was going on in the crowd.
Yeah, maybe it was some kind of prank where, you know, she
it's
was
a prank. Part it's
of
all a prank.
Part of a show similar to the commercial break.
Yeah, similar to the commercial break.
Or we just do stupid stuff.
You know. There are so many of us assholes out there right now fighting for views and listens and downloads and all this. Then there's only so much to go around.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to one-up each other on the scale. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they should have done it when the press was around, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, whoever it is. What are those guys' names? The Pauls? Logan Paul or somebody comes out.
Right.
And is like, ah, we had an orgasm inside the I watched some of these young kids in these Insta houses or whatever they call them, the TikTok houses.
I know.
And I'm like, and part of me is like a proud papa. Like, good for you, creating content, doing your thing, getting attention, having fun with it. You're living your ultimate dream. I don't hate on their dream. I don't hate the fact that 16-year-olds have two Ferraris. What the fuck? There's one kid who runs around, and he's like, can I give you $1,000 right now or whatever's in the case? He's very famous on yes. YouTube. And so people will go, oh, I'll take the $1,000. I'm not going to get tricked. But what he's carrying in the case is like 20 grand in cash, and he'll give it away to people. Or he'll walk up to a girl and he'll be like, say your name right now and I'll buy you anything in the entire mall. Anything in the entire mall. He buys $1 million watches. He has two Ferraris. Guy. You know, it's a young kid. And I think to myself, I'm like a little proud papa. Good for you and going and get it. But then there's this other part of me that's like, don't play on my lawn, papa, which is you guys are just a bunch of fucking idiots doing nothing at all with your lives. Yeah. How is that a skill you're going to take into your life? You better be saving that money. Don't be spending $20. You could give someone $20 and they would be happy. That's what I keep thinking. I'm thinking to myself, you don't have to go for $1,000. Just go for $20 and people would be happy. But no, he keeps going bigger and bigger and bigger. And I just wonder, when you buy two Ferraris and you got, you know, 75 watches that cost more than my entire real estate portfolio, which is this studio. When you have all of that stuff, are you really being responsible with the money that you're making? Or are you just a kid who just came into a lot of money and you're having a hard time figuring out what to do with it?
I don't know. Hopefully they've got a financial advisor.
Financial advisor.
They probably somebody do. Has advised them to have a financial
advisor. Yeah, they're probably with CAA, the agency. They're
probably.
Yeah, they probably have,
I mean, they probably at least have an attorney between all the crazy stuff that happens now. Probably at least have an attorney, and that attorney should be advising them to get a financial advisor.
Well, we don't know anything about this, but at a certain point, you get financial advisors and lawyers and agents. Yeah, we have no clue about any of that shit.
That's what I've heard you do.
That's what you've heard that I do?
No, the other people do.
Yeah, that's what I heard you will do when you get actual listeners right. That aren't related to you. Yes, that's correct. Speaking of financial advisors, I have been so interested in a topic that we have yet to touch on because I haven't found quite the right way to spin it yet on the video angle, but I found, I think, the video that can tiptoe us into this discussion. that could piggy front us into
Dippy
this.
Joe.
What do you think when I say the words, what do you think of when I say the words financial domination? The opposite of what the commercial break is doing?
Right.
I'll take what the commercial break has not done for 500, Jack.
I don't know. Financial domination. Well, just because of domination, that kind of makes me think of dominatrix.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And somebody that is dominating.
Yes. There is a real picadillo out there, like a sexual preference, I guess, right? Something that turns guys on, and it's called financial domination.
Mm-hmm.
These are usually guys that are making pretty good money.
I've totally heard of this.
And like,
it blows my mind.
They want a mommy to tell them what to do with their money.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they do exactly what the dominatrix, the financial dominatrix, tells them to do.
I saw a whole expose on this, or read about it, and this one woman was making tons of money.
Tons of money.
By doing this, and it was just people that were contacting her through, like, Twitter.
Yeah, or whatever, Facebook.
Yeah, and she would tell them to send her money, and they would.
Or it would be like, I want you to buy me that brand new Mercedes send it to me, and it better not be here any later than tomorrow.
Right, the buying of gifts.
Or you're going to have to give me a $10,000 penalty.
Yeah.
Crazy shit like that. And these guys are like, how fast can I wire the money to the Mercedes dealership? Because it turns them on. Now, I want to say this again. We have a lot of fun with sexual proclivities around here. But I firmly believe that whatever you're into, as long as it's not harming anybody else, it's fine.
That is correct, yes.
I think in this case, I have to say that this is harming somebody else. Because that brand new Mercedes, I would be happy to do a private, personal, commercial break episode every 3 hours for the next 6 years, if you would send me the new Mercedes to my house before tomorrow or a $10,000 penalty. You're hurting me and my pocketbook by giving this money to someone who doesn't. What is she doing for you? Really? You can whack off to her? What if I get a saxophone and I just stand in a picture naked with my saxophone dick? Huh? Huh? Send me a saxophone dick.
I bet there's somebody out there that would do it.
My sexophone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet there's somebody out there who would do it.
Brian, I mean, there's so many ideas that of all of this.
If you would take your top off, I'm sure we could be making some money for some of our fans.
Well, you still haven't set up our feet account.
Yeah. I did set up our feet account. I told you it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it because people don't like my feet. We didn't put your feet on there, though.
Yeah, but my feet are pretty.
Financial domination. What are you saying about my feet?
I've been told.
I've been told, too.
You have nice feet. Hold on, let me see.
I think so. I think they're all right.
Yeah. Those are good looking feet.
I had this lady that I used to go to the Publix across the street, and it was this older, and I'm only saying this to give you context, right? It was this older black lady, and I loved her. She was like the checkout lady, and occasionally sometimes she would be bagging the groceries. She just worked at Publix. She was doing whatever, but she was always in like the front. And I went to this Publix right across the street from my house. You remember the one?
I do.
And I would always go over there, usually just for Bud Light and a can of tuna. I'd get like a suitcase of Bud Light and a can of tuna on payday.
And tortillas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did like tortillas.
In your flip-flops. I don't think you took those off except for work.
I was telling Astrid, I'm like, it's amazing. I've been wearing shoes the entire winter. For the first time in my adult life, I decided to cover my feet. And now I'm kind of like it. I'm like, oh, maybe the flip-flop thing is a little bit overrated. But anyway, I would go over there in the middle of the winter. I'd walk over there in my flip-flops. But this lady, we just kind of grew like a flirty little thing. Like,
yeah,
obviously, we weren't
going to
date each other, right? We did go out for drinks a couple times, though. I did go out with her once or twice after her shift and sit and have a drink with super sweet lady. Lisa was her name. But the way that she really got this whole conversation started was when I had my flip-flops on. One night she was like, you got pretty feet. And I was like, I have what? And she's like, you got such pretty feet. I've been noticing your feet, Mr. Brian. And I really like them. I think they're so pretty. And I thought to myself, well, that's a little weird. Would you pay to see my feet up close? Would you come over to my apartment, call my guy D, tell him I'll pay him back the $100 I owe him, and then give him an additional $50 just to bring a package over? It's like tortillas, only I snort it and it gets me high. But we struck up a friendship because she kept on telling me my feet were pretty. And I was like, oh, yeah. So
why aren't we doing our account?
We can't even get the phone right. So financial domination is a subject I've been interested in since I heard about it. Uh-huh. I'm sure like you. And I finally found the video, I think, to help us bring this to the audience in a way that will feel good about it. We're tiptoeing, no pun intended, we're tiptoeing into financial domination with our friends at ITV.
ITV.
And they talked to somebody.
I love those guys.
Yes, who has been doing this for a long time and has made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear her explanation?
I do.
Of course you do.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, TCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. TCB. All right, so without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And ITV is going to share with us a little information about financial domination. Here we go.
People often say there is no such thing as a free lunch. But
he just makes me laugh right off the
get-go. I know, because you know he's going to ask him a stupid question in a most serious way.
I love him.
Next guest might just prove them wrong.
As a financial dominatrix, Diamond Diva Princess earns her living by draining men's bank accounts for their own pleasure.
Well, her clients, or pay pigs, as she refers to them.
Pay pigs.
Pay pigs.
Okay.
Okay, I'm out automatically. Sometimes we start talking about these sexual preferences, and I'm like, oh, I could be into that. I'm not into this. Because I drain my bank account plenty.
Oh,
I do it very well.
Fine on your own.
Yeah, I do it on my own.
For letting beautiful women spend their hard-earned cash in return for absolutely nothing.
And today she's joining us from her home in Los Angeles to explain more. Good morning, Diamond. It's lovely to have you here today. So just explain.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Just explain.
Good morning.
So just to give the listener an idea of what we're looking at, this woman that they're talking to, Diamond Diva Princess, is kind of like a Marilyn Monroe lookalike.
She's certainly
trying to be.
She's trying to be. She certainly has made herself up to look like Marilyn Monroe.
A little bit more exactly what it is that you do.
Well,
I'm not particularly sure. What is that voice? First of all, second of all, what do you do with a long pause?
Well,
it's just like if you work at the commercial
break. Exactly.
So what exactly do you do?
Well,
I'm in groceries. I bag groceries.
Maybe I should kind of tell you background about how I found out about it, or how I discovered it, or discovered me. I had a fan club online for my pinup modeling, and a lot of the fans were emailing me and saying they were different types of slaves, and I was like, whatever. I didn't really understand until one day one contacted me.
I didn't really understand until someone contacted me and offered me to send me money.
Right.
Meaning you didn't pay any attention until somebody contacted you and offered to pay you money.
And told me that he's a money slave and he wants to be a money slave for me. And I was like, a money slave? That sounds like a type of slave I might be interested in.
I don't like the verbiage here, slave, but I get it. I understand what she's saying. I wonder if we have like one rich commercial break listener out there. I mean, of our two listeners, I wonder if one of them is a rich like hedge fund manager that could just bankroll our operations just because he gets off on it.
Because I think we would have to tell him to do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Pay me. Pay me now. We try that with our current financial master and it doesn't work.
There's nothing in return here. I mean, they don't ask for anything at all. They just send you money.
Exactly. Like when I said to him, what is this? What is Money Slave? And, you know, tell me more about it. And he told me that there are these men that want to spend all their money on a beautiful, unattainable woman and receive absolutely nothing in return.
I mean, it's a woman's dream.
It's a woman. It's anybody's dream. What are you talking about? It's a human's dream.
God.
I think of like these people in these far-flung countries or even in our own who like scraping two pennies together just to feed their children. And there's some twat out there who's just paying money to a woman for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I'm not arguing the way she makes money. If she want, that's between two consenting adults. But you think of all the money that's wasted on some pretty ridiculous stuff. Mm. And just to tell somebody to give me money and then they just give you money. That is so foreign to anything I've ever experienced. I usually have to fight tooth and nail to get a fucking dollar out of anybody. I'll work for him for 12 years and then I'll be like, so what do you think? A paycheck? Yeah. Yeah, boss, don't worry about it. We'll get that to you real soon.
I mean, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it often is. And yet this is actually the case when it comes to you. You've got a website. You started off with a website, first of all. And actually, this has grown. And your clients get quite competitive with each other, don't they? And you set them targets.
Oh, that's right. I remember reading that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they get competitive. Like they, so one did something, so the other one has to one-up it and more and more and more.
Jesus Christ. I know. Is like you rubbed a lamp and a genie came out and started granting your wishes. Do we have any financial, I don't want to call them slaves. Do we have any financial, you know, what do they call them? Pigs? Money pigs out there? If we have any money pigs out there, you better let us know immediately.
Reach out.
TCBpodcast.com. Please reach out. You can tell Chrissy what to do with your money. I don't care. I just want to find
out. I'll tell you what you do with your money.
Yeah. Send it to the commercial break website.
Deal. Yeah, actually, I keep track of a few of them, like their tallies and how much they've spent on me. And sometimes there'll be like two of them at like a certain tally line. And I will tell them, you know, you're nose to nose. And I'll tell everybody on Twitter and on my website. And I'll say, like, I'm going to announce when one of you crosses the tally line first. And they get very competitive with each other. It's really fun.
But you,
it's really fun.
It sounds fun.
Sounds fun. I'm starting to feel a little less, I don't know. How do I put this without offending anybody? I mean, I don't know. I don't care. But it doesn't, that doesn't feel good that you're like manipulating the situation to get more cash out of people. Now, these are probably people who can well afford the cash. You know, you're not giving tens
of
thousands of
dollars. Those guys are getting turned on by it though. So
yeah. Are they, or they just don't want to be the dickhead on Twitter that's paying less money than the other guy? You know, like I think it's a
they're already in.
Yeah, that's true.
They're already in.
In for a penny, in for a pound, or 10,000, whatever.
They've already gone down the hole.
Yeah. But they haven't gone down the hole.
No, they
and
not,
she
they,
won't let them go down the hole. Mm-mm. There's no hole. No one's going down any holes.
Never. I've never met any of them, and they know that I have no interest in meeting them, and that they're only here to lavish me with luxury and worship me from afar.
And the only any pictures that you may send, the only pictures.
Here's our guy.
Do you have any pictures? Do you have any pictures of these guys in various states of undress? You could send to my personal email address. Send it to my BlackBerry.
He's like, I can't believe this.
Yeah,
nobody can.
$1,000. He's one of the clients.
Probably.
That you send are pictures of you unwrapping things and things that you've actually bought with their money.
Yeah, and actually, like, I went to Beverly Hills. I stayed at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and they tributed for that event, like, in advance. One of my slaves alone tributed $12,000 to that trip. And, in fact, they tributed so much money.
It's not called attributed. It's called contributed, first of all. Second of all, $12,000? That's 4 years of work here at the commercial break.
I know, I'm
speechless.
What are
we thinking? This is crazy. Oh, please let us have a money pig in our audience. Please be a money pig in our audience. Call us up.
That I was having like dinner at the Polo Lounge every night, $500 dinners, shopping on Rodeo Drive, and I could not make a dent in the amount of money that they had sent to me for the trip.
What's the most money you've been sent in one go?
Well, there's so many different ones, but some that stand out to me. Like in one day, I had one slave that spent $30,000 in a day.
Oh my God!
That was one day and one guy.
New mommy, it's me, Dante the Satan baby. Break out those titties. I found my new mommy. Someone email me over to Los Angeles. How do I get over there? What's that thing, a plane? I'm not sure. Gaga, goo goo, pee pee poo poo. Now you have a baby.
Holy shit, $30,000.
From one.
That's an insane amount of money. Yeah. That's insane. You could buy a car with that. Not a great car, but a car.
So she sends pictures of herself enjoying the money, I guess.
Enjoying the money. She used to be a pinup model.
Right.
Right? So you assume that she was in some various form of undress. She attracted, I'm sure, a lot of attention that way. And then she looks to me like Lady Gaga. That's who she looks like to me, Lady Gaga. But the lighting is all weird on this, right? Yeah, like it makes
her
nose.
She's backstage somewhere. There's like
cords. Backstage at her own house because now she owns the Palladium or whatever it is out there. She owns the Lakers now.
Wow! And do you say thank you? Did you thank them nicely?
Oh no, I didn't thank him. I told him to go get more money, and he did. He did get more money after that, but.
But I mean, this is what they're, this is not a scam, and they're into this, and they're getting off on this.
They seek me. Actually, they're not even allowed. The only pleasure they're allowed is to know that they have contributed to my luxury and made me happy. That's it. And I tell them
she's like, I can't believe it either.
I know. This girl is laughing all the way to the bank. This girl doesn't know how good she's got it, and she's laughing about it because she clearly knows. She says this is not a scam. She clearly knows this is a scam. I mean, no, there's nothing being given in return. Now, people, listen, I shower people at a time when I had money. I showered people with money and lavish gifts. And if by lavish gifts, I mean like a Paw Patrol, sweatpant from Walmart for my son.
Venti from Starbucks.
Yeah, Venti. I'm going to go Trenta this time. Trenta. Which means too much caffeine down your throat.
So you on a very rare occasion, you may phone them, but that's $50 a minute.
Actually, they can phone me through like a phone listing that I have where they don't actually see my number. And then they pay $50 a minute. And I usually also charge them like a deposit of several hundred dollars in addition to that.
Oh my God, this sounds so wonderful.
I know.
Do you think they have like mail, like financial dominatrixes?
I don't think so. I think it's the male species.
If I was to put a post out to our 30 Instagram followers and say, if you ladies want, and I don't even care if it's a man, you know what? A man, a furry, a boy, a they, a them. I don't care. I'm not going to be picky.
No, don't be picky.
No, but I will definitely tell you where to send the money. You better send $350 to Georgia Power right now. And tell them to remember to turn the power back on. You better call Equifax and find out how much I owe Chase. I want a payment, and I want Equifax to email me a copy of the receipt, proving that it's off my credit report. You better send your credit report to my banker and sign off, co-sign on a mortgage.
Oh, man.
I'd like them to also pay while they're on the phone with me. So $50 a minute, I don't consider it enough. Like, they also have to be spending while they're on the phone with me.
I mean, this is an occupation.
Yeah. This is a full-time job.
Yep.
Just creating money out of nothing. Why? There are just some people in life. You know, they saved an orphanage of children in the last lifetime. It was a burning fire. Yeah. The pilot died on the plane and they navigated it down to Earth and saved everybody. Yes. You know, they were Sister Mary Holy Rollers of some sort or something. I don't know. But there are some people, it's like the minute they're born, it's just money starts flying toward them as if they're a magnet for paper dollars. And then there are people who are the exact opposite of that.
Like, yeah. It's like two magnets going together. We're one magnet, money is the other, and we're repelling.
That's repelling that money. That's right.
It flies away.
Yeah. It's as if I'm in a room full of hot girls and I farted. And I just watched the money just disappear.
You have. I mean, how many? Because I feel like you've almost found the one guy in the world that's going to do this. But it's not just one guy. Yeah. There's lots of them.
No. In fact, like, one other one that I have spent $20,000 in just over an hour on me. Another one spent $200,000 plus on me, and then he had a heart attack. He's recovering now.
I bet he had a heart attack.
Now.
Yeah, he had a heart attack after his wife found out that he sent $200,000 to you. Jesus Christ. This is crazy.
$200,000. Wow.
Wow, I was blown away by the $30,000, then $20,000 in an hour, then $200,000. And she goes to Rodeo Drive. She's shopping, staying at the best hotel, having the nicest dinners, and she can't even make a dent in the money.
Yeah.
That had to have been hundreds of thousands of dollars, too. This is insane. I'd love it. I want to get into it.
Every person is
Why aren't we doing
that.
This? Yes. Now that AI is going to take over all our jobs, we need to find a generous stream of revenue to make up for all the debt we're creating here at the commercial break. For one, vote for financial dominatrix.
Hey, I just had an idea.
What's
you know, it. Speaking of AI, didn't what happened with Freddie, or what was the AI guy that you created?
Oh, Fakey B.
Freddie.
Fakey B keeps on calling me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe what we could do is put together an AI woman.
Oh.
And have it do all the
all the talking and all the communication.
And yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that. You know, they created that Instagram model. And she looks perfectly real. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I went and looked at that Instagram model. She's pretty hot. I probably would have fallen for it, too. We were talking about the AI Instagram model that everybody knows. Can't remember her name, but you know her. She's got millions of followers. This has been going on for years. And then everybody seems to know she's AI, except for a few select people who are being catfished by her. Because they talk to her, and then she talks back. And they're like, I'm in love. And
see, I think we could do this.
I think we could do this. Mm-hmm. I think we could create a very similar type model, put her out there on the internet for a couple months, and then say, who wants to get financially ass-reamed? Are you ready for total financial domination? I'm ready to drain your bank account today. Bankruptcy is just around the corner when you join Brian's financial domination. You want dick? You won't get it, but I want $50,000. It's a deal you can't refuse. You want to see my sexophone? No, sir, not until you pay me $50,000.
That's good. Well, did he have a heart attack because he gave you $200,000?
I don't know. He never said.
He never said.
It's brutal.
It's great work if you can get it. I mean, it's just
great work if you can get it. It's really fun.
Is there a thought here? Because you don't, I'm assuming you don't know very much about their lives. So, you know, someone could be, and I know it's very hard to get on your client list.
Hard to get on your client list.
If
I'm this girl, my client list is never closed. I would stay up all night and all day. I would be a crystal meth addict in order to get more money. I mean, I swear to God, I'd buy Nodos the company. I want you to buy Nodos the company. So I can take on more clients. It'll pay me more than you do. I want you to buy Nodos the company, and I want you to run it.
Their very last dime, and you don't know that they are literally
could be
impoverished. They could maybe can't feed their kids because they're sending their money to you.
Well, a lot of the pay pigs that I have been serving me since I've been online doing this. So not all, because I do get, you know, always there's new ones, but I mean, there could be that. Like, I mean, there could be that possibility, but then in any case...
Wow, that was a lot of mumbling going on there. And he
She's
makes
like,
a
I don't
good,
want to think about that.
He makes a good point. And listen, I don't know if this is a moral hazard or this is just, you know, part of the occupation that she has. But what if there are people out there who are, like, spending their last dime on you?
I don't think that... think about people that gamble.
Yeah, or people who spend their last hour on Earth listening to an episode of the commercial break. Poor bastards.
People taking the bets don't care. If it's your last time.
We'll no, they don't. Bet. No, they do care. They have. They put that gambling hotline number on top. Of, you know, they have it on the side of the casino machines. Yeah.
That could be the possibility.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I mean, there could be that possibility, but then in any case, that could be the possibility of anything, you know, really.
Really? It could be the possibility of anything that someone could be giving you their last dime? Okay, I get it. I understand.
Are these guys single, or do they have wives or girlfriends? Do they know what they're doing? Have you ever been busted by a partner?
No, that varies. Some of them are single and some are married, but no, they never. I mean, some of their wives have, you know, obviously found out that they're spending so much money on me, and they'll sometimes bust them and tell them not to do it, but they find a way to do it anyway.
Oh,
God, as if you didn't have enough to worry about with marriages.
I know.
I mean, now there's that.
The cheating, the AI, the... You know, no one ever is monogamous anymore for any reason. Yeah, gambling, sex, drugs, all the other stuff.
Shopping addictions.
Now you got to worry about giving some strange lady in L.A. all of our mortgage payments. No, honey, I didn't pay the mortgage, but I did pay this Lady Gaga lookalike in Los Angeles. For what? Nothing, but I got a hard-on because of it.
L.A. vacation.
I got a full hardy.
An indelicate question, and I don't know that we sort of ask this very often, but...
Uh-oh, what's he got?
Oh, wow, I can't wait to hear this question. He usually does not tap dance around questions. No.
How much have you made? Wow. What are you worth?
Yeah, it's like, I have made millions from them. They pay for everything, big and small, absolutely everything.
And do you...
Top-of-the-line jewelry.
Do you save money? Because I think, you know...
I invest, too.
Because I was going to say, this is a job that I guess is...
I invest. I just did my hair. It's an investment in my business.
Well, it is, actually.
Well, that's true. But I was trying to make a joke, so it's not true.
Image-based. They're not meeting you. So they want, like you said, in your own words, they want a beautiful woman. You are a beautiful woman. But do you worry that sort of in... 40, 30, 90, probably not 90, but you know what I mean. Later on down the line, they may lose interest.
Actually, with like dominatrix and doms, like the more experience you have, the more revered it is. So not really, actually. So it's kind of, that's also cool.
Good.
But yeah.
We're going to pay for her retirement.
It just kind of back. Like,
I'm going to pay her for her to go down to the villages down there and... God, she'd probably make a killing down in the villages.
Oh, God.
You know there's just a bunch of lonely old men sitting down there on a pile of cash waiting to do something with it. Yeah. I don't want to give it to my fucking kids.
The slaves that have served me for so long continue to, and then I keep acquiring new ones.
Well, it's a hell of a business. We thought we'd...
Well, that's about all that I can stomach.
I know. It's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch because you're like...
Because you're not doing it.
No, yeah, because it's not me that's benefiting in any meaningful way from this lady doing this.
Wow.
What a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
What a crazy thing to do. But, you know, if it's not hurting anybody, I guess at the end, if it's not hurting anybody except for the wives and children of the men that are giving away all the money to this strange lady in L.A., well, then God bless you. Mm-hmm. I guess that's all you could ask for. Oh, man. I should have stuck with the saxophone. If I had the saxophone, I'd have a Patreon account. I'd be famous on Instagram.
OnlyFans.
I'd have an OnlyFans. People would be paying to see me fuck my saxophone, probably.
Oh, my God. I just got a visual.
I'm not above it either. If you want to see me fuck my saxophone, become my financial...
Send $350 to Georgia Power.
Send $350 to Georgia Power. Tell them it's for a reconnect. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video, full episodes, all the whole nine yards at tcbpodcast.com. We're also giving you a chance to get a free 21 EPM sticker. One thing you have to do, hit the contact us button on the website, send us your physical address, and tell us you want that sticker. We'll send it off. We do that once a week. So, you know, don't delay. Send us and you'll be in the next week's package sending, I guess, is how you say that.
Yeah, we don't even do a drawing. We'll just send it to you.
That's right. We're not going to do a drawing. We're just going to send it right to you. And you can dial us up, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll-free from anywhere in the world. We want to hear your comments, questions, concerns, and content ideas. We're taking them all at that line, and we'll respond to you. It's actually us, someone on the team, responding to you. Never spam, because no one pays us for your phone number, so never spam. None of that bullshit. No AI. It's us. We're talking to you, and we really do appreciate everyone who communicates with us. Leave us a review if you're so inclined. That'd be great. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and most importantly, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for fully edited episodes every time they air here on the audio feed. Well, we've learned a lot, and it's just made me sick to my stomach. So I'm going to go throw up now. Guess that's all I can do.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.
Ciao.